With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expressed sorrow over the deaths of six hostages, saying the killings prove that Hamas does not want a ceasefire deal. Bernie Bennett has more on the story.
Netanyahu said Sunday that he was heartbroken to hear the news of the hostages' deaths. He accused Hamas of killing them in cold blood and said Israel would hold the group accountable. He also accused the group of scuttling ongoing ceasefire efforts. Netanyahu said whoever murders hostages doesn't want a deal. Critics in Israel have accused Netanyahu of dragging his feet in ceasefire talks, a charge he denies. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Palestinian health authorities and United Nations agencies have begun a large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip. They hope to prevent an outbreak of the temporary that has been ravaged by the Israeli-Hamas war. Authorities plan to vaccinate children in central Gaza until Wednesday before moving on to the more devastated north and south. The campaign aims to reach about 640,000 children. Israel and has agreed to a limited pausing in fighting to facilitate the campaign. Also at SRNnews.com, Russia claims to have intercepted hundreds of Ukrainian drones overnight, two over Moscow.
Russia has said that it has downed over 150 drones in one of the biggest Ukrainian drone attacks of the war. Russia's defense ministry added that the drone attack came overnight, with two drones over Moscow and nine over the surrounding region. The majority of the drones were over the Kursk region, where Ukraine has sent its forces in recent weeks, in the largest incursion on Russian soil since World War II. Since the beginning of the year, Ukraine has stepped up aerial assaults on Russian soil, targeting refineries and oil terminals to slow down the Kremlin's assault on Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board continue to investigate a bus crash in Mississippi that killed seven and injured dozens of others. They plan to look at how well the tires were maintained. You're listening to SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Officials in Vermont offering some advice on language. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The state's health department is urging residents to use gender-neutral terms to describe family. No more son or daughter, call them kids or children. Vermont schools have already embraced the order, and now the general public is being urged to join in. The health department says, quote, when talking about family, it's important to use terms that cover the many versions of what family can look like. Most of the replies on the Facebook post were by people who said they intend to ignore it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama can continue enforcing its ban on so-called gender-affirming care for children. The 11th U.S. Court of Appeals has declined to reconsider a January decision that let the law take effect. Families with transgender children challenged the law, which imposes upon to 10 years in prison for treating people under 19 with puberty blockers or hormones. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall says the appeals court decision is a big win. This is SRN News. A federal judge has blocked a new law banning foreign nationals and green card holders from contributing to state ballot campaigns in Ohio.
U.S. District Judge Michael Watson says the law would not accomplish its stated goal of preventing foreign influence and would instead harm the First Amendment rights of lawful permanent residents. Watson says those residents can serve in the U.S. military, so it would be, quote, absurd to bar them from posting a simple yard sign expressing their view on state or local politics. That measure was to have taken effect Sunday. Jason Walker reporting.
Deadpool and Wolverine ruled the box office on a weekend of quiet openings and low theater attendance as the summer movie season comes to an anticlimactic close. The record-smashing Marvel hit took first place on the charts, followed by Alien Romulus, and It Ends With Us. Dennis Quaid and Reagan opened in fourth place this weekend. The Labor Day weekend marks the end of the summer movie season. This is SRN News.